Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Andy?
Good morning. Looking to get out of this game, in particular with the squad and the
look, we were a couple of times in the situation that we had to play the last game of the group stage, and unfortunately not often enough, because usually we had to go for everything and had to win it in the past in the Champions League. Super important games to get through to the group stage. We are through, and we were that in the past as well. And that's really important that you find a group who can really fight in the game, who can really go for it, because that's obviously the job to do, and who is physically in the situation to do that, and from a determination point of view as well, in the situation to do that. And I think we found that, and I hope we can choose that lineup, because you never know what happens overnight. So the lineup in my mind and the lineup we used today in training would mean we have a good mix, and between a bit more experience, and youth, and yeah, we want to go for it. That's it. So I'm obviously not a doctor, but like they explain it to me pretty much every day why it's not ready yet, and it's a bit more tricky than we thought in the first moment. So the other boy stepped on his knee, and the stud, is it, from the bruised stud? Stood. I kind of like that. So the thing under the boot and went through pretty much the muscle on to the bone. So, and now we have to wait until the bone is healed, and until Maka can deal with the pain, because it's pretty painful. But Maka is actually super tough guy, so we have probably to make sure that just that from infection point of view nothing happens. So that's really important. So it was a really never had this injury one of my players before, but now we have it, and I hope it will not take that long. But it's, I would like to say it's day by day, but that would look like he could maybe play the next game, and they will not be ready for that as well. So I hope the next 3-4 days he makes big steps, and then we will see.
Could I just ask on Harvey, obviously?
Harvey can play.
When a player makes an impact, as he does, does that give you a headache?
No headache. For me, Harvey is... what we really forget from time to time, still super young, and it has an incredible amount of games already, and top games. And we can go back before the bad injury, Harvey, in that period, Harvey was the best player we had. He had the best performances, definitely. And then he got badly injured, came back, took a while until he got up to speed again. And what he showed in the last game, and what he showed in a lot of moments when he's coming, and when we bring him, what he showed for the U21s for England, that's all what Harvey Elliott can be. So it's just his, with his skill set, he will be in the future anyway, super influential.
Thank you.
in a team, because he has to connect things, he has the ability to do that, he has the overview, he has the technique, the dynamic, he has it. And did he bring it out always on a pitch when he played? No, it was, but it's normal. Like I don't blame anybody for that, the least him. It's just I'm really happy that he could show that, because what then a player with his ability needs to have finishes as well, because he can shoot and he needs to play last pass and stuff like this and all these kind of things. So that was a really good sign again, how good this boy can be. And yeah, of course we want to use that.
This morning, Coach Alexander Blessing told us that he wants to drink a beer with you.
Yeah, no problem.
Is it a nice invitation?
You know, it's in England a tradition, actually, that we always drink a beer after the game with each other. I was not used to that because I come from Germany, so I'm not sure. And Alex, obviously, as well. So in Germany, we have the press conference after the game together. Maybe that's why nobody drinks a beer on top of that.
in England, to meet him?
Oh, good. We met already. We played.
You played a similar in
the competition? Yeah. I think we didn't play a lot against each other, but maybe once.
Nice.
Yeah, probably. When he was at Stuttgart Kickers, maybe. I'm not 100% sure. So let me say like this. We both made not the biggest impression on the pitch. So we're pretty average players. I was more average player than he was probably, but obviously it goes all in the right direction with his coaching career. It's I'm really happy for him. He come from a very similar region, if not the same. Have a similar mindset probably. That's historically like this in that area. Serious workers get raised in that area, and I'm really happy for him that it's going that well. It looks obviously really good in the table, and yeah, really cool. And if he has a beer, we will drink it together. But our plane goes after the game, so I will not miss the plane for the beer. That's clear.
If you drink
a
beer, you can invite me too.
No problem. Yeah, but this is Alex's job. I don't know you. If he likes you enough to drink the beer with us, you can have it.
Thanks.
So the English guys will not be there because I know them.
Coach, what did you think about Union after the first game? And are there good players interested?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, of course. Good team. Lost good players, eh? And got a good team together again. So like really interesting strikers who are really doing really impressive stuff now in other leagues. Oh, it's both in the Bundesliga actually. Yeah, of course. And doing again that well is really special. I think the way they're just the club is set up is just really good. So I think we all are used to Belgian football. When you think about it, who is usually champion? We all know who that is. I don't know how many years it was Bruges in a row. I think Simon Mignolet came here, and then it was 5-6 years in a row or something like that. Four, okay. And now Royal stepped in and is doing obviously incredibly well. So that's how football is. Who is doing the better job should be top of the table, and that's in the moment obviously Royal.
It looks like
Atletico
might start Keiko, whom we haven't seen in a long time. You
know,
I said
about
how
they're
going to be involved,
they're
not considering around the squad together. What was the problem there? I mean, it was a terrible time
for them. So we're really unlucky with some of our big prospects. We had that problem that they were a little bit too good already for the physical status, let me say like that, So they were that good that we thought they can help us already, and everybody went in the right direction, and then the body said no, stop, and that happened to Kate unfortunately 2 or 3 times. It was a really long time out, but that's now really cool as well. From the first day back in training, we all realized immediately, That's what we missed. That's what he had already. So nothing happened really. Still a fantastic player. Still incredibly young. Yes, and he's now again around the first team. We tried to give him as much game time as possible with the U23s. And I, you know that I'm a really believer in that we need a strong U23s. They don't need to be always and at the same time on loan everywhere. There are different ways to develop talents, and especially after long injuries. So you should not think immediately, oh, now he's fit again and send him out. So we have a really good group there together of young boys, and yes, some of them we will see tomorrow. That's clear.
Problem?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for that, by the way.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.